Time to pay a visit to our friend Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Kyle.
What's up, Rich? How are you today, man?
I'm enjoying this beautiful weather up here. I hope it's the same for you.
Yeah, same down here. Sunny, 60s, kids are out playing. I'm here doing some work. Good day so far.
I like the sound of that. Things are beginning slowly to reopen. Pro sports, the NFL looking to open up facilities soon. What's the latest on that status as far as the Patriots go?
Yeah, and that's the million-dollar question, right? The Patriots are hoping sometime soon. One thing you got to factor in is that, you know, Gillette Stadium and the Patriots facility houses other businesses as well. And so how much will those other businesses impact? You know, I think what you'll see right now, facilities can bring back in guys who are rehabbing, guys who have had injuries. I still think we're a couple of weeks away, here in Massachusetts from that happening. But the pressure is on the governor, too, to open back up. And so, you know, what's interesting is each state is different, Rich, you know, and Texas and in Florida and some of these other states, they're open back up. People are back at work doing their thing. And then, you know, in some of the harder hit areas like New York and Massachusetts here, it's going to take a little bit of time.
And does it put some pressure on, well, in your case, Governor Baker, when you see all these other states that have not been hit as hard opening up earlier?
Yeah, exactly. But that's why they get paid the big bucks, right? To make the tough decisions and not be swayed by, personal, interests out there. And so, ultimately, public health officials and our elected officials are to do what's best for, those individual states. And, we still got high cases and, but with that being said, how will this impact the Patriots going forward? If other teams, and we saw Tom Brady working out with some of his guys yesterday, if other teams are doing this, does that mean, the Patriots will be behind when it comes time to kick off the season? And so it sucks, if you're a Patriot player, but, it is what it is. I think, public health comes first.
Tom Brady in orange, it did look a little odd, didn't it?
It did, right? After 20-plus years, seeing Tom Brady in a different uniform, and there's been a lot of debate over the last 24 hours. Wow, Tom Brady's working out with his players early. How come he didn't do that in New England? I'm telling you, Rich, I think Brady's dialed in. I think he's heard the chatter, people talking about his age. I think he wants to show it and stick it to Bill Belichick. And so, to me, working out early, trying to get on the same page as his receivers, to me, that shows me Brady is hungry, and I think he's going to have a big year.
Kyle, some tweaks to the Rooney Rule, apparently, from the NFL, but this strikes me that this has just been a farce from the get-go that, okay, we'll talk to a minority candidate and then go hire the old white guy as usual.
Right, and that's the thing. It's nice that the NFL is addressing it, but, ultimately it's going to come down to, owners, taking it upon themselves or some change in ownership. When you look at, Rich, among the owners, like usually hires like, and it's, I don't know if you could penalize somebody for not hiring a minority candidate, but ultimately we're going to have some changes at the top, and with the decision makers, whether it's general managers or director of player personnel or even ownership. To me, that's the only way that we'll see some meaningful change, because you can interview candidates, but if you have a guy in mind, like we saw in Dallas, if I'm correct, if you have somebody that you want to hire, you can't, it might be lip service, it could just be, a token kind of interview, and I don't think anybody wants that.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. It's been quiet this week on the NBA front. Is that maybe a good sign?
Yeah, exactly. And, we're hearing news today. Adrian Wojnarowski just came out, about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, that June 1st, teams, the league are going to send teams the guidelines for having players back within the facility, and that's another step in the right direction. Also, a report out there that Walt Disney World down in Orlando is preparing to host NBA teams for when the games do return. And so nothing, you know, solid or, you know, but Disney is operating like they're going to actually, you know, be a part of this and have games be played on the Disney properties. And so all signs point to the NBA coming back, but we're still far away from that. You know, we got to hear the plan. You know, will there be the testing? You know, what happens if somebody tests positive? You know, and so, like, baseball is trying to come up with a plan, even though it's convoluted. I think the NBA is going to have to, you know, make those similar efforts to try and address everybody's concerns.
Speaking of Major League Baseball, I'm amazed by this. I don't know how you feel, Kyle, that so many fans in this dispute among Major League Baseball owners and players have sided with the owners.
That's nothing new, Rich. You've been around for a while.
Yeah.
It's amazing that, you know, people will side with the billionaires instead of the millionaires. Is it the owners doing a better job at, you know, the marketing, the public relations, the court of public opinion? You know, I think, you know, people identify more with the players in terms of, you know, oh, we say those guys are making millions of dollars. We never say the owners are making billions of dollars. And so, you know, I think it's been that way for as long as I can remember, you know, whether it's strikes or lockouts or whatever. I think that's the challenge of an American pro athlete is, you know, getting your message across and getting the court of public opinion on your side.
Now, one way to get the message across is to, have a final cut over the documentary series based on your experience, as Michael Jordan did. You know, I came out of that thinking a little bit differently about Michael, but I don't know. I found it a little bit sad, too, that it seems like this guy still carries with him an awful lot of anger and resentment, and maybe that's what it takes to be the greatest.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, I'm not sure who Michael Jordan's friends are, who's close, but at one time, you know, he was friends with Barkley. He was friends with Tiger, you know, and so so many people throughout his life he has been close with, but then, you know, one little slight or something happens and then, bam, they're cut off. And so, you know, Michael Jordan may be the most famous athlete of all time, but I wonder at times, did he experience loneliness coming up through? I mean, think about it. The guy couldn't go anywhere without being mobbed. And, you know, it takes you inside of what it was like to be Jordan, but you're right. I mean, it was sort of a propaganda piece too, I think. You know, it, you know, shed light on, you know, how Jordan was as a teammate, but it really didn't go into, you know, how deep things really were. And so I want to see the unauthorized version, right? That's what I want to see. The true Hollywood story like E! Used to air. That's what I'm waiting on.
You know what that's like, Kyle. You can't walk the streets of Boston without being surrounded by people.
Yeah, exactly. People throwing things at me and booing at me. Yeah, exactly.
When do we get to see you on our TV sets again?
Maybe tonight, you know, with this breaking NBA news, I'm thinking tonight at 10, if not tomorrow at 6. So, you know, we're still trying to churn it out. And, you know, obviously the NFL and everything takes center stage, but baseball is hot right now. And the NBA making some news. So we're on at 6 and 10 o'clock tonight.
We'll be looking forward to it. Thank you, Kyle. Have a great week.
Okay, Rich, take care, man.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, every Wednesday on Downtown.